Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with this third video in this series on building websites with Microsoft Web Matrix. Now, this video is about creating a consistent look and feel for your website. And that means that we're going to want to be able to share layout across pages, but only have to define that layout in one place. So that's what we're going to do in this video. Now, the first thing to note is that I'm not much of a designer. So if you're like me, I'm happy to let a qualified designer create the design that I'll use for my website. So what I've done is gone out to os-templates.com, selected one of the templates that I want to use for my website, downloaded it, and here you can see I'm running it locally. If we look at the directory structure, what we've got here is simply some HTML, some CSS, some JavaScript files, and note here that we're using jQuery in this web page, so that's cool that we're going to be just using jQuery naturally inside of our CSHTML markup, and then the images that are used by this file. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the video just for a moment. I'm going to pull this in, rename the pages, and do a little reorganization, and then I'm going to go and explain all of what I've done. And I'm just going to do this offline so you don't have to watch all the tedium of cut and paste for the markup. But you'll get the idea when you look at the structure that I implement. Once we've done that, we'll be able to start adding features and building an application. So before we go actually look at our new Web Matrix site that I've derived from that open source template, I just want to enumerate the three different constructs that we're going to use to allow us to create markup in one place and use it in multiple places. And there are three different mechanisms, each which have different use case scenarios. Now, when I describe these audibly, it might be a little bit difficult to grasp the ideas, but I'm going to enumerate them, and then we'll go and look at them in our markup itself. So let's start with the idea of a layout page. So in this case, I've defined a layout page that I've named underscore mylayout.cshtml. Now, you can name this anything that you want, but it's a good idea to start the name with an underscore. And the reason is that IIS declines to serve up a page that starts with underscore when Razor is installed. So if the user tries to directly browse to underscore mylayout.cshtml, they're going to get an error. So that's a good behavior. The second thing here is you'll note that the underscore mylayout.cshtml page lives in a subdirectory in my website called shared. Now you don't have to do this, but it's a good construct to locate all of your shared markup in a common place. So I create a directory called shared, and that's where the stuff that I'm going to include in other pages gets defined. Then in my layout.cshtml page, I have a call to render body. So I say at render body open close paren. What this does is inside the layout page it says, hey, when you get to this place in emitting markup, go back to the page that included me as its layout page, get all of the content there, and insert it here. So that's how the contents organization is handled using a layout page. And of course, this won't make perfect sense, but it will when you see it in code. So the next thing is the render page method. So the interesting thing here is, rather than using a layout, I'm just going to say, hey, go grab the markup that's in this CSHTML file and insert it here wherever here is. So I can use at render page in a layout, in a .cshtml file, in a another snippet if I want to. Right, so this is just going to go wherever at render page appears. It's just going to go out and get the reusable underscore reusable markup .cshtml file. And that's not a complete CSHTML file. It's just a snippet of markup that's going to insert it in the calling page. Now, last, this was an interesting new construct that was added after some initial customer feedback. What we might want to do is we want to specify a section in our layout, but we want what appears in that section to differ for every page that uses that layout. So in this case, here's what we're going to have. Now, this part down here, this is going to appear in the layout. It's a placeholder. So in your layout, you're going to say at render section and a section name. So you're saying, hey, here's a placeholder, and when you get to emitting the stuff that should be here, go back to the page that included me as its layout and get the content that's supposed to appear in this section from that calling page. Now, in that calling page, we're going to define that section. So here I declare at section, some section, which is the name that we used here, and then we're going to add any content that we want. So this strong your content will appear in the template wherever this render section some content is specified. Right? Pretty powerful construct. So I just wanted to enumerate them. Now we can go in, and after we look at the organization of how I've imported the HTML web pages into a web matrix directory organization, then we can look at these specific rendering implementations in code. If you wanted to, you could just rename your .html files from the web template that you downloaded to .cshtml and start adding code. But I prefer to start with a template and then integrate the HTML that I downloaded from my open source web designs into that generated site, because it gives me a lot of the infrastructure that I'm going to want to start working with. So you'll notice here I've already created Contoso Karate. And as a result, because when I reopen WebMatrix, I don't get that startup screen, but that's okay. I can go and say, let's generate a new site from the site template, and then we'll jump right to the template selection screen. And here I can choose whichever template I want to start with. I'm going to start with the starter site template. Now, this is what I did when I created Contoso Karate. I'm just going to show you some of the important steps that I went through, and then we'll jump into the real Contoso Karate site, and we'll see what I've done with that green layout that I downloaded. So I'm just going to say Joe's starter site, and I'm using starter site instead of empty site because starter site wires up membership for you, creates a database, etc. So here we are, we've generated the starter site. If I switch to files view, now the first thing you'll note here is, I explained earlier, I like to keep shared resources in a shared directory. So I don't get that by default from the default template. No problem, I can just create the shared folder, and then I can cut the underscore site layout.cshtml page and then drop it into that folder. Now, there are a couple of things that I'm going to have to edit here to make all that work. The first is, you'll note now, I have to navigate up one directory to find the styles folder, and then again, I have to navigate up to the root to get the icon. The other thing that I need to do is, in each of the files that consumes this, I now have to change the site layout directory from the root to the shared resource. All right, but that's pretty easy to do, and I need to do that in every page that uses that layout. All right, so I need to do it in those two, and then of course we get all of the account stuff generated for us, so I need to do it all there as well. Right, you get the idea. Not too big a deal to do. I'm just going to do this really quickly, and then we'll have a look at one more thing that I want to change in my site, and then we'll go and look at what I actually did in terms of making common layout. Okay, so now I can go to save, and I'm just going to say save all, and let's close these out. Then we'll run the site, and we'll see that everything is working. Oops, we've lost some CSS. So, Insight Layout. Now we should be okay. So now let's go ahead and we can see the standard page. Right? We can navigate, so all of the pages have been fixed. I can go to login and things are working. So the other thing that I want to do is we get a Core Services database by default, but I don't like the name Starter Site. That doesn't seem to make sense. So the site that I created was called Contoso Karate. So I can change the name of my database to Be Contoso Karate. However, if you look at this file, _appstart.cshtml, and remember the underscore is so that the web server won't serve it, and that's going to be fairly important in this case because we've got some connection information. Now you'll note here, we're connecting to starter site, and that's not the name of our database anymore. In fact, let's just run it the old way and see how things don't work. See, so it's going to tell us, connection starter site was not found. If I go ahead and go back into _appstart and change the name to the database, Contoso Karate, save that file, and then go ahead and run. Now, oh, by the way, notice if I try and run, if I'm not currently highlighted on a runnable file, so for example, let's suppose I'm in AppStart and I say run, we'll get an error message. Files with the leading underscore cannot be served. So the server's pretty smart about what it will serve and what it won't. Now if I switch to default.cshtml and say go ahead and run that page, now we don't get that database error message. And if I say log on or register, notice it's accessing the database successfully. We're all set. Now you've seen how I've manipulated the directory structure a little bit. I've created the shared folder. I've changed the references to the site layout page. Now let's go switch into the Contoso Karate conversion that I did. So you'll recall that I downloaded this Plus Business template that looked like this. This is just telling me that there's JavaScript that's going to run on this, and that's because it uses jQuery for some of this stuff. All right, so this was the business template that I downloaded. Next, we'll go look at how I've imported that, doing the steps that I just showed you, into the Contoso Karate web matrix site, and then how we used each of those three different ways that we could use standardized markup by centralizing various snippets in CSHTML pages and then including them through the various rendering options. So here's the directory structure of the original template that I downloaded. And here's the converted template in a web matrix directory structure. So you can see full width, style demo, about default. I've created versions of the original template with CSHTML file extensions. Now here we've got the account. I have app data. Notice here that I also have set up the shared folder and an images folder since my layout uses images and that wasn't provided for me by the default template. Now, the next thing that I needed to do is that in order to use a site layout, I needed to figure out which portions of my design needed to be common. So what I did, let's look at the original. So what I did was I took everything in the black here, all of this menu stuff, and everything in the black and the green below here, and I copied that into my underscore template file. Then this stuff, the stuff in the white and the stuff in the green, this jQuery rotator, that I put in my default page. So let's go ahead and open this. So again, remember I can just say right click, open this directory as a website with Microsoft Web Matrix. Here we can see our directory structure. So now let's go in shared and open our site layout. So what you'll see here is the inclusions of my jQuery stuff. Now, I might not include the jQuery carousel. I'm probably going to include the jQuery library itself and perhaps some common jQuery UI stuff. I don't have to include this perhaps this carousel perhaps in the layout, but I'll leave it there for now. And notice here's my menu stuff. And here is my footer stuff. So my footer with some text and forget about this stuff for now. And then my copyright. But the important part here is, note this render body. So what this says is this is the layout and the markup that's contained here. I want to appear on every page. But the page specific stuff, go back to the page that included me and insert that here. Okay? So now let's look at the default.cshtml page. Here I've said, use that site layout page in the shared folder as my site layout. All of this markup, right, these are the two sets of content that I showed you before, right, this is what's going to be inserted in the layout when render body is called. Right? So if we go ahead and run the default page, this stuff up here and this stuff down here is all coming from the layout, and this stuff in the green and the white is coming from the default page. Likewise, if I go look at, say, this style demo, notice that what's in the, if I look at the style demo, notice the same thing. I've specified that layout, so you don't see a menu here, but the menu appears. Don't worry about that code block yet. We'll get to that in just a second. Right? So here's all of the layout examples for the page. Notice down at the bottom, we just stop with our markup, and the bottom sections, including the copywriter, picked up from our underscore site layout .cshtml file. So using a layout is pretty straightforward. There are two other rendering constructs that I mentioned when I iterated through them, though. One was just to render page, and the other was to render a section. So let's go look at the render page option. So if we scroll down on our website, you'll notice here we have a contact details area. Now, this is something that I might want to appear in different places, not just in the template. It might be, for example, that some of my pages I want to call out specifically, here's how you contact us. I want it to appear when the template is used, but I might also want it to appear in the body of pages somewhere else. So what I can do is I can create a page. Notice in my shared folder, I've created our address underscore our address.cshtml. And notice here is the content that we just viewed. This is our address. It's HTML markup that contains our address details the way that I want it to appear. Now, you might say, hey, you can put that in the database, but why would I bother? It's never going to change. There's only going to be one of them. It might just as well be in a unique piece of content like the underscore our address.cshtml file. Now, wherever I want to use it, I can just include it. So, although I want it to appear uniquely on certain pages, I also want it to appear wherever this site layout dot, underscore site layout dot cshtml page is used as the page layout. So notice here, I've simply called render page our address or underscore our address dot cshtml. Right? So I'm simply have this method at render page shared underscore our address.cshtml. What that does is tell the rendering engine, hey, at this place in the content that you're starting to emit, go out to this file, get whatever markup is in there, and insert it right here. So what you'll notice is that that address doesn't actually exist in this site layout page. It also doesn't exist anywhere in the default page. But when I run the page and look at the default page in the browser, it's appearing because it's been included from that our address underscore our address.cshtml page. The third and last construct that we wanted to cover was the ability to define sections. So let's do that now. So you've seen how powerful layout pages can be. But in conjunction with layout pages, I very often use renderable sections in combination. And renderable sections solves a particularly interesting problem. What if I want to use a layout? But inside that layout, I want an area to be defined, so I want it to always appear, but I want what is contained inside that section to be different based on the page that's using that layout. Well, enter section definition. If we go into our site layout page, you'll notice that there is an entry here that says render section video list. So what this does is tell the rendering engine, as you're walking down through the layout, when you get to this page, when you get to this entry, render section, go back to the page that included me as its layout and look for a section definition named video list, grab the markup there, and insert it at this point in the markup's emission. Next, if we go back into default and go up, we'll look at, we've defined a video list section. So this is where the content that the template should use for that section is defined. Now, the cool thing here is, what if I want a different page to display different stuff in that? I've still defined it in the layout, so it will appear on every page, but I want what actually goes in that section to be different. So here you note that on the default page, we're showing some Flickr images. Well, what if over here, let's go to the full width page, and full width, maybe I don't want to display Flickr images, maybe I want to display YouTube videos. All right, so if we save that, go back, run our default. All right, so if we go down, we can see our latest Flickr images, but if we look at the full page width, you can see latest YouTube videos. All right, so it's a pretty cool idea that we can define an area in our layout, but we can specify what's supposed to go in that area on each page that uses that layout template. So what you've seen here is sort of the basics of how we've taken a HTML template, converted it to a CSHTML file naming convention, so we're using the ASP.NET Web Matrix pages, as well as rounding out things like renaming the database to what we want, adding our images, so we just add it as a directory. So what you see is we've ported, if you will, that HTML template into a web matrix site, and we've broken out the common content, whether it be in a layout page or a snippet to be rendered. We've also created a section. Now we've got the sort of basics of how to work with the layout. We can start adding functionality to our Contoso Karate website. We'll do that in the next video.